Welcome back, America. Speaker Kevin McCarthy joins me now. Mr. Speaker, welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Great to have you this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it greatly.
Hey, congratulations. Molly Hemming and I were just talking about the fact nobody thought you'd get out of the box canyon. Joe Biden said no negotiations. Nobody thought you'd pull this off. I hope the conference agrees with that.
Well, the vast majority does, but there are some who wanted more. But, I mean, when you look at it and you compare it to others, think about when we had the presidency, the Senate, and the House. They raised the debt limit and spent more money. They didn't cut. We are spending less money than we spent the year before. We were able to plus up defense and the veterans, and that non-defense with not veterans is lower than it was in 2022. But we were able to do some amazing other things, though. Work requirements, meaning welfare reform, that's important to help people get a job. This is only for people with able body, no dependents, and get them back into the workforce. But the rescissions about pulling money back, this is going to be the largest rescission in the history of Congress. And this is also is the largest cut in Congress has ever voted on, more than $2.1 trillion. And then we get some red tape reform, cutting the red tape for NEPA and studying environmental review projects. We time them so they can't go past 2 years. Right now it takes an average of 7 years to build a road just to study it. And then we've been able to do something that's very interesting that President Trump was able to do by executive order. It's called PAYGO, kind of tying the hands of the executive branch. If the president wants to add a new rule or regulation and it costs more than $100 million, they have to offset it. So we took that rule, made it a little stronger, and now we're putting it into law.
Now, Mr. Speaker, I love to read headlines as a guide to whether or not the left or the right is most unhappy. From the Washington Post yesterday, quote, terrible public policy, close quote. The headline continues, why the debt deal infuriates climate activists. From the New York Times this morning, new details in debt limit deal, where the $136 billion in cuts will come from. Boy, are they angry on the left. And I'm a NEPA geek. The first time I met you, long ago and far away, even before you entered the California House, we were working together on environmental policy. The NEPA changes are a big deal. Very few people get this. That's a very big deal because we got to grow this economy.
This hasn't happened in 40 years. It streamlines. Look, there's more we can do, but think about what we were able to get here with only having one branch. Think about what more we could do in the future, but streamlining that is key. Get America working again so we can compete with the other countries.
Now, talk to us about the 12 appropriations bill. That's something I also talked about with Molly. I think, again, small print, people's eyes glaze over. They just want to know who won, who lost. The Republicans won. Good on that. But what about the appropriations deals that now have to get through by January 1?
Well, the one thing I wanted to do was change Washington, open the House back up for people, make members come back to work. You're not going to pass a bill so you can find out what's in it later. 72 hours. This isn't 1,000 pages. This is less than 100 pages, 99 pages. 15 of it is just in rescissions of money we're pulling back, like that hardworking taxpayer, $400 million they were supposed to send to China. But what this does, Congress has a responsibility to pass 12 appropriation bills every year. And so many times they don't, and then right before Christmas, some big omni where they pile it all together, no one gets to read, and they jam it through. If we don't do our work, there's a penalty. There's consequences. There's a 1% cut across the board to everything. So everybody has skin in the game. Do your job the way you were elected to do it, and let's get back to making this place work for the American public like it's supposed to.
Now, the overarching lesson, and I've said this from the beginning of the show, is that when the Republican caucus hangs together, they give the lead negotiators on anything leverage. You were in the room with the president. How deeply involved is the president? I don't want to bring up his infirmity right now. I just want to know what he's like to negotiate with in 2023. You've been dealing with him for a lot of years.
Yes. Look, this guy is not the same person he was before. He said he wasn't going to negotiate with us. He said he wouldn't do it, waited 97 days. They never gave us a chance. But when the Republicans got together, passed a debt ceiling bill, sent it to the Senate, one of my favorite clips is Schumer on Stephanopoulos saying, you just wait. We're going to win. The Republicans can't pass a bill, and this is going to be a clean debt ceiling. Well, you know what? It's not. It's now the largest savings of cuts in American history, $2.1 trillion so far. The Congressional Budget Office said it can even go higher. They don't even score what PAYGO could mean. That would be $1.5 trillion. Doesn't even go into the fact of what we save on interest and others. But this is just the start. And you think for this. When we went into negotiations finally, I could only negotiate about less than 15% of the budget. 72% of this budget is all mandatory spending. So think about if we could actually work together and look, how can we put America back on the same page? I had the smallest sliver to look after, but we got the biggest savings we've had so far.
Well, I congratulate you. I think this will pass fairly easily, but I don't think you're going to get any of the squad voting for it. We'll lose a few Freedom Caucus people. I know that. That's their drill, and I understand it completely. Chip Roy's my friend. He's your friend as well.
He's my friend, too.
Yeah, but do you generally think the conference will walk away with an understanding that when they hang together, their leverage goes way up?
Yeah, that's what they got to understand. We have a small majority, but when we stick together, we're continuing to win. Think about what we've been able to do so far. And I didn't even bring up what we did with the IRS agents, because a lot of this is being misreported. So the president wanted to spend $1.4 billion this next year on hiring new IRS agents. We repealed that. And now we're going to be able to grab another $20 million of that going forward and reappropriate that. Maybe we get some Border Patrol agents down there. I think there's better use of that money, and we'll continue to fight to get the rest.
Well, the Democrats obviously made a big bet that you couldn't hold the conference together. They put all their chips on, the speaker only had a three-vote margin when he became the speaker. He won't be able to hold it together. Do you think they will change their approach now?
I think so. We're going to have to up our game, and sticking together proves that we can get this done.
All right. Talk to me about, you just were on Fox and Friends and made some news, which I want to follow up on. The House will vote a contempt charge against FBI Director Wray unless he produces the documents. What is the situation there?
So Chairman Comer has put a subpoena for a document that he was told is out there. We have jurisdiction over the FBI. They did not follow through. I called Director Wray and said, this is very important. We have jurisdiction over you. I do a lot of things in Gang of Eight. If there is a concern about methods or areas of how we get it, redact names so we don't see that. But you got to show the document. And today is the deadline for him to act. If he does not act, he's not above the law. He's not above Congress. And we will hold him in contempt. I want to be very clear about that.
And when you say that, do you think you have the conference will go along? Because that might excite some of your left wing of the Republican caucus, which is as important as the right wing of the Republican caucus. Will they all hang together again?
I believe they'll hang together because we as a Congress have the jurisdiction and the oversight of the FBI. We've watched what the FBI has been doing in the past, running amok. We requested one document. They could tell us whether they have the document or not. They haven't even answered that. But if they have the document, that committee has a right to see it in the oversight and their investigation.
The objection that is surfaced anonymously is that sources and methods will be compromised by that. I don't believe that. I just believe they're stalling. Did you talk to the director about it yet? Does he know what you said this morning?
I talked to him more than a week ago. I said, we are serious about this. If you're concerned about that, redact the name and send it to them. We do it all the time in the Gang of Eight and others. We can handle this.
All right.
But if he does not follow through, I will start to move contempt charges against him in Congress.
How long does that take to get from the beginning to the end of a contempt referral to justice, Mr. Speaker?
Well, we can do it in a short amount of time, in less than a week.
All right. Talk to me now about the timing for the debt deal. It's got to come out of rules. I think your first vote is today.
It's come out of rules today, and then we would go vote on the floor tomorrow. What a new day that you get 72 hours to read the bill. I don't move. I'm actually saving money, less than 100 pages, and you got 72 hours to read it. The country can read it. There's not one thing in here that I think people would disagree about. There's no new tax increases, no new government programs. It is saving money, making us stronger, helps the supply chain by putting work requirements into welfare. We rescind money. If you take all the money we've ever rescinded in all the Congresses and you add them all up, this is more than that. We pull back the COVID money. The other things are just holding the consequences of not taking action. repeal the money for the IRS agents this year. The red tape is something you know so well, streamlining for energy and infrastructure. There's even a pipeline in here, so we got natural gas moving again. That's going to make the global CO2 emissions even better because American natural gas is cleaner, 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
And if you've been doing this as long as I have, I always have my ear open for revenue enhancements, which is a Washington, D.C. speak for tax hike. There are none, right? I think this is the first time that the ghost of Dick Darman left the room. And I like Dick Darman, but he killed George H.W. Bush's second term by putting tax hikes in. There's nothing in here that raises revenue at all.
Yep.
Did they try?
Nothing. Not one. Not one did, dime. It only
did they try?
2.1 trillion. Oh, they tried the entire time. That's all they would request. New programs, tax increases, the president up to the last minute. That's all he requested.
So Chairman McHenry and Representative Graves did the negotiation here.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, how do they sell it? Do you pull the conference together tomorrow?
We're going to do it tonight. Look, there's nothing in here that we should be afraid of. There's nothing in here we have to hide. We're going to walk everybody through. Would everybody want more? Yeah. But you know what? This is the biggest cut we've ever got. And we protect military and our veterans, and we send the rest to lower levels than 22. This is just the start. We only got to look at less than 15% of the budget.
But if you had the Senate, how much more could you have done?
Oh, if we had the Senate, it would be such a different day. One, we would never have gotten that Omni to start out with. We wouldn't have the inflation because we wouldn't have the rise of all the $6 trillion the Democrats, but we could repeal so much more and put us on a stronger path.
Do you think there is a game plan for if and when the Republicans take back the Congress and the presidency that you've learned maybe the first outline of from this negotiation?
Sticking together makes us so much stronger, and having a plan. And remember, this is just one element of the plan, one step of the plan. The next one is you go through appropriations and you're able to move. You're able to eliminate the wokeism. You're able to move forward with the smart investments and eliminate the waste. There's so much waste in Washington that you can eliminate and tie the president into that fight.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy, thank you. Congratulations. Good luck in getting the votes. I'm sure you will this week. And I appreciate your taking time with me on the first day back from a long weekend. You've been working the whole weekend, America.
Well, thank you. Thank you to all of you.
My pleasure.